yes, it's another week to talk professional wrestling, and you are here on the best podcast out there. That's right, I said it. You are listening to the Brothers of Discussion, and this is Rob T.
And Fanboy Dave.
And we are here to do what we do best, and we are excited about this week's show. And, you know, it goes great with the title of our podcast, which is the Brothers of Discussion, because we have another brother. And we deliver. And yes, and he's with us today. So without any further ado, I want to welcome to our show our little brother. We call him Shotgun. What's up, Shotgun?
Yo, what's happening? Glad to be here. I love wrestling.
Yes, I know you do. I know you do.
I'm kind of an in-betweener like y'all, too. So I don't lean either both ways. But ultimately, you know, both of y'all have some interesting opinions about wrestling.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. You don't go both ways.
Yay. Yeah, I think it's fair to say that between the both of us, there's one that's a little more biased than the other. So as you
just don't know better.
So as you know, with the whole premise of the show, you got Fanboy Dave, who's you already know because you know you're part of the family. You already know he's a huge WWE fan, huge WWE mark, if I can say. But I am a pro wrestling fan, and if I'm not mistaken, Shotgun, aren't you also a pro wrestling fan in general? Like you like it a little bit of everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, looking at you know some of the stars that Fanboy Dave will say they're trash until they're WWE superstars. But I've been to a couple indie shows. I like to keep up with all the product as much as I can.
Did you fall asleep at any of those shows?
I did not. No, I didn't. But yeah, no. Ultimately, I'm a wrestling fan in general. I will say I do probably lean towards WWE, but I guess we'll get into that.
Yeah, we will get into that. So before we get into, because I'm gonna tell you right now, this is what we planned for today. Today we're just today's podcast is gonna be called A Night with Shotgun.
Whoa, what kind of night is that?
And basically, we're just gonna hit you with a bunch of different topics. We're gonna talk about all kinds of stuff, and I'm really excited because I definitely want to get your input on it because it'd be kind of nice to have the input of someone who's not leaning way on one side, you know. And it'd be nice to get kind of that whole not so biased opinion, if you will. But before we do that, though, I do want to ask you about how old were you when you first started getting into pro wrestling?
Man, that's really hard to say because I think growing up, you know, as y'all guys are my brothers, I feel like we grew up into a wrestling household. I can remember as far as when I was a little kid watching Grandma and Grandpa watching, I think, Luchadors on the TV. Yep. I can also remember seeing old VHS tapes of not only wrestling, but of little VHS tapes that we had when we visited relatives. And I remember David. Little kid David, his little laying on the ground, feet waving back and forth, watching wrestling where everybody else
Fanboy
is playing.
Fanboy Dave.
Correction. Fanboy Dave watching wrestling inside while all of us were playing outside on the trampoline.
And nobody could pull him away.
And nobody could pull him away. And, of course, I'm pretty sure that was WWF he was watching, of course.
Yes, it was.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, no, I've been a wrestling fan my whole life growing up with y'all guys. I mean, I was for better or worse, I had to watch it, and ultimately I loved it. And
you didn't really have much choice.
Yeah, I didn't have
being
much choice.
The youngest.
Oh, absolutely. As y'all said in the previous episodes, Monday night was always interesting. We always either had spaghetti or hamburger helper, and we watched Monday Night Raw or WCW Nitro. So it was always good. You know, watching
good staple.
Good staple. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Big old loaf of bread. Can't forget that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the Monday night meal and Monday night wrestling. I mean, it was great growing up in that household because I feel like wrestling really kind of had a brotherhood, a bond through us all, including our sister as well, who was actually into wrestling because she had no choices like me.
Yeah, oh, she was a big Jeff Hardy fan. Yeah, I think she still is.
I think David actually still has.
Fan
oh, the Fanboy
Dave.
Oh,
get it right,
it's
bro.
It's gonna click to me. Fanboy Dave still owes her, I think, a Jeff Hardy necklace. I think it's still in the mail.
Still in the mail. She'll get it eventually. Yeah. You're right about that whole thing bringing us together because we made a joke about this. I think it was a couple of weeks ago where – I think you can agree that the relationship between Fanboy Dave and myself has always been a little bit tumultuous, to say the least. But when Eddie Guerrero passed away, we embraced, we hugged, and you know because it was a sad moment. So yeah, wrestling has definitely brought us together. So we're talking about professional wrestling, of course. That's what this podcast is about. I want to hear from you. So I think it's safe to say, and I think all three of us can agree on this, no matter who we like more than the other or whatever, the times are changing. There's definitely some rumblings going around in the wrestling world. You got two companies, both say that they're not in competition with one another, but we all know that there is a competition. I mean, that's just how it is. But I'm hearing rumors, as I'm sure you are too. We talked about a little bit about it last week. Heard the rumors and everything, and a lot of things that might happen in one of the companies. I just got to get your take. How do you feel about what's going on just in general in the wrestling world now? I mean, me personally, I think it's great to be a wrestling fan. What's your take on it?
Let us know, Shotgun. Let us know.
Well, right now it's pretty interesting. I'm sure all y'all guys have been keeping up with the news, but WWE has been releasing superstars left and right.
Yep.
It's been interesting. Of course, this week they had
budget cuts,
which is really, really crazy because you have Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, being released.
Yes.
So that's extremely interesting. I mean, he is a creative mind. With the Wyatt family and the Fiend and all the other characters, the segments. I mean, it's really crazy because I feel like WWE had a really creative wrestler that just the WWE universe has gravitated towards him. So seeing him release was really shocking. Let alone the releases of the other ones in the past, like Braun Strowman, some other great wrestlers. Now, of course, that's great for Ring of Honor, TNA, AEW.
They're called Impact.
Impact. Thank you, Fanboy Dave. Being a wrestling fan is great because there's a lot of things to watch, from the big shows to the small indie things that you can go watch at your local town. With of course fans being able to come back pretty much at all the promotions right now, which is really great. But ultimately, I mean, yeah, it's great to be a WWE or a wrestling fan in general. But definitely,
you can say WWE fan. Go ahead.
WWE fan, but definitely as the great Bray, not Bray. What was his name? From Nexus. I know Wade Barrett.
Barrett.
The winds of change.
Yeah.
Are happening right now.
Definitely.
So some people are tuning away, and some other. Some of the other promotions are getting a little higher views, and it's interesting how the crowd has been reacting to these last couple events. You know, more or less hijacking the show with chants from CM Punk to
right.
"We Want Bray."
Right.
So it's definitely interesting in terms of WWE, but nonetheless, I feel like from what I've seen, it's definitely interesting across
the board.
Well,
it's definitely interesting all around. I got to tell you this, so. I was driving over here to, this location where we record and everything, and I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. I've always talked about it here on the show because I love them. I think everybody should listen to them. That's a wrestling fan. It's Busted Open.
He loves that show.
Oh, I love that show. And so they were talking about AEW, and I got to tell you, man, just this week alone, I already knew I was going to watch WWE Raw because that's just what I do, right?
Because almighty.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I got to be honest. I wasn't excited about it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, man, I can't wait to turn on Raw. It was more of like, what time is it? Oh, Raw starts at 7, so I'm good. I got a little bit of time to do whatever I got to do. But I got to be honest with you, I am super stoked about watching AEW this week. And that's just from two matches that I'm looking forward to. Now, check this out. It's been over 20-some-odd years that you could say what I'm about to tell you right now.
Juventud Guerrero.
Tonight, Juventud Guerrero faces Chris Jericho on TNT. Okay, that right there is exciting. Just by itself.
But I would push back on that a little bit because I feel like for the hardcore fan, that is something very, very interesting to watch.
Right.
For a casual fan,
probably not.
On the other hand, who's Juventud Guerrero?
Wait a minute.
Juventud, the
cruiserweight?
Yeah.
Against Chris Big Jericho?
Yeah.
Now, I got y'all's opinions last week on Goldberg, and I can say the opposite of that. For a hardcore fan, Goldberg, who wants that guy? But as a casual fan, as you saw, there was a rating bump Monday Night Raw. So it just depends. As I think we're probably lean more towards the hardcore wrestling fans. I think I'm excited to see that match between Juventud Guerrero and Chris Jericho. So that is, yes, exciting for us. But as a casual fan, I think they
maybe
would rather
so
watch Goldberg than Juventud.
So now another match that's going to be coming on tonight, too, because we are recording this on a Wednesday, as I've said before.
Because I'm always free on Wednesday because there's nothing on TV.
This guy. So the other match I'm really looking forward to is the debut of Malakai Black, and he's going against Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I think every time he comes back on, he gets darker and darker. So, yeah, that is interesting.
That face, right?
I mean, it's good.
You're not being racist, are you?
He's getting close to blackface.
Hey, hey,
close. I mean, I'm telling you, man.
But, and I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see because I know that the audience is very excited about Malakai Black, but they also love Cody Rhodes. You know, the AEW faithful. And plus, they're going to be at the home. It's a homecoming show, so they're going to be back in Jacksonville at Daly's place. So it's definitely going to be interesting. And that's just two matches that I know of that already got me excited about the show. And I have to be honest, Raw didn't do that for me this
week.
Are
you joking? Did you not see the Queen? Woo!
Saw the same match last week.
This was a real good. The fans were in it.
I will admit
it was a good match.
It was a really good match. I mean, they were booing her, but I mean, okay, so a while back, a real quick Charlotte note is that I didn't know who Charlotte Flair was when she was in NXT, and David told me when she gets
fanboy Dave.
I mean, I'm just so I know you're a fanboy. I'm just it's just hard for me. Fanboy Dave. He called it out. He spoke it into existence. He's like, she's gonna go down as the greatest WWE women's wrestler of all time. Maybe the greatest women's wrestler of all time. He told me that. I didn't know who she was, and I got to admit, I think he was right on that.
I can't argue with that, and I've told him this before. See, because here's the thing, and I know you've been listening to the show. Here's the thing. Our brother here, Fanboy Davis, he's got it stuck in his head that I'm this big AEW mark, and I keep telling him I'm not just an AEW fan. I'm a WWE fan. I'm an AEW fan. I'm a Lucha Libre fan. Love it all. I'm like you. I went to a indie show not too long ago, Mission Pro Wrestling. I had a blast. I can't wait to go to another one. You know what I mean? So I just love the sport in general. I love the drama. I love the action. I love everything as a whole. But our brother over here seems to think I'm just this big AEW mark. And then it's switched. You're the WWE mark. You're all about the WWE. You know. Now, come on. You got to admit, Fanboy Dave. You got to admit. Put the bias aside a little bit. The like he said, the times are changing, and it is exciting right now to be a wrestling fan. Come
I'd
on.
I'd rather just watch Indy Hartwell on NXT. That's the Indy you're going to get from me.
The Index, right? The Indy Hartwell, the Dexter Lumis, the Index.
Right.
Oh, man. God. I mean, NXT has definitely been better than Raw. I will agree with Robert that Raw has
His
been.
His name is Rob T,
Rob
damn it.
T. I'm eventually going to get these names correct.
Sorry, I didn't cuss. I'm sorry.
Thought it was PG. yeah, so, I mean, ultimately, I mean, I like I said, I guess I'm an in-betweener between Rob T and Fanboy Dave, is that I see it both ways. I mean, I call it as I see it. But yeah, Raw hasn't been the best. I mean, it's been the same matches over and over, with the exception of Charlotte Flair, who, of course, the fans booed the heck out of.
She is the opportunity.
The opportunity. But they did get a chant that this is awesome. So, I mean, I think given time, Charlotte eventually usually wins people over. But ultimately, I think it's just the stigma of her being Ric Flair's father that usually she gets the negativity of it. Yeah.
Now, SmackDown, though, has been on point for weeks. And a big reason for that is because of the Tribal Chief.
Did you acknowledge him today?
No, I did not.
He probably did.
So SmackDown, I can't throw shade at SmackDown. SmackDown's actually been very good. And then, of course, with Edge on there now doing the storyline with Seth Rollins has added another factor to it. NXT, you brought up NXT. They've been doing really well. I'm excited about Karrion Kross and Samoa Joe. Definitely want to see that happen. But let's talk a little bit. You were talking earlier. You mentioned how Bray Wyatt was released, and it was a shock. I think it was a shock to everybody. It really seems like WWE took Bray Wyatt's gimmick, for all intents and purposes, and gave it basically to Alexa Bliss because she's the one that's kind of ran with that.
Yeah, I mean, and Fanboy Dave, you probably know this better than anybody. WWE fans are very hard to please. If you go
get
back
out
to,
of here.
I know, right? I know.
Hey, sometimes we are.
So, I mean, you got people like yourself, Fanboy Dave, that you know, anything WWE does, I mean, they're pooping gold all the time.
Yeah.
So, but other times,
true statement.
Speaking of Alexa Bliss, is that sometimes the WWE fans can get pretty harsh, and I think she ended up making her Twitter account only. You can reply only if you're a follower that she follows, I believe. But anyway,
I knew she was going to get heat because that's exactly what they were going to think, that they gave the gimmick to her.
Yeah, and so I think that's really what some WWE fans think, is that she now owns the gimmick more or less, and so they don't need Bray Wyatt anymore. And I think that's the furthest thing from the truth.
I
mean, ultimately, it's as you said, budget cuts. I mean, I don't know what else it could be. I mean, I think the last financials that they did is that they made the most money they've made in a quarter, I think, in the history of WWE.
I still think that's complete bullshit, dude.
Well, like I told Rob T, we do have a con, so it was his call, and Vince didn't mess with it. So
I personally think, this is just my opinion, of course, I personally think that for years now, and we know this because even Vince McMahon has said it himself, he doesn't like the word pro wrestling. He doesn't call his superstars wrestlers. He calls them superstars and all that stuff. It's like he's trying to get as far away as he can from the pro wrestling stigma, you know, as possible. And I think that's what eventually is going to end up causing WWE to shoot themselves in the foot, you know. And I think they're getting rid of these guys that they feel are still kind of stuck in that, you know. Now, there's some of them. Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman are the first ones that come to mind. I just don't get it.
Well, Braun's going to come back.
Well, I think, I mean, and I know me and Fanboy Dave watch a lot of sports, so we're familiar with, and he's Tom Brady fan over here.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
It's okay. Nobody's perfect.
Renegotiating contracts. I'm pretty sure that, I mean, I don't know these guys' contracts. I don't think anybody does besides them and a few people in WWE. But it is possible that I can see them getting Braun Strowman back or Bray Wyatt back at a different type of contract. But that being said, you're kind of playing, you know, Russian roulette, because they can ultimately go to another promotion if they so choose. But I believe WWE has possibly, and I could be wrong, Rob T can correct me here, but I think WWE could probably offer him the biggest contract, but I don't know how deep the money bags run in AEW.
They run deeper than Vince McMahon's.
Well, we don't know that for sure, because word on the street is Jacksonville wants a new stadium, and they probably need to come to Texas, because Daddy over there is not going to get the money from the people of Florida.
So my understanding is the Khan family is very wealthy. I mean, we're talking more than Vince McMahon. They got very, very, very deep pockets. Now,
how much are they willing to put into professional wrestling?
That's a good point.
Because his daddy's main concern is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right, and I get that. But let's be honest. Look what's on the table right now, man. I mean, just yesterday the news came out that they let Ric Flair go.
Yes, they did.
Right? Can you imagine? Just picture it, if you will. Picture it, if you will. In the same company, you have Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, and now you have Ric Flair. Bro, that's three out of the original four horsemen. I mean, and Tony Khan himself is a huge old school wrestling fan. So that's something that, I mean, like they say, anything can happen in that world, right? That's something that can definitely happen.
And I think the thing that makes this different from Impact, Fanboy Dave, is that Impact got the washed up WWE wrestlers at the time.
Not only that, they're getting the shaft in with AEW taking Impact wrestlers.
But AEW or Ring of Honor or Impact or any other ones, they're getting active in prime wrestlers.
Right.
Buddy Murphy.
Right.
I mean, even, like you said, Bray Wyatt. I mean, he's probably at the top of his game right now. Who knows? I mean, it's different now because these guys have many, many years left in the tank versus, you know, a Hulk Hogan or a Kurt Angle, who is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, though he did put in a lot of time and impact. I mean, they were on the back end of their career. So it is very interesting to see if these superstars do go to AEW, which, you know, there's rumors of, Bryan Danielson, CM Punk.
Yes.
I mean, if those guys – now, don't get me wrong. I love CM Punk. And by the way, between y'all two, I probably own more WWE merchandise in terms of shirts. I got maybe like 30, 40 shirts of WWE. It's insane. But that being said, I'm a big CM Punk fan. I just don't know how much he has in the tank. Now, that can be something for later on in this segment. But yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. And I know David's Fanboy Dave's favorite wrestler. Woo! The opportunity lost her dad to he got fired. Now lost her fiance. So
and he's doing good right now.
Yeah. So I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I'm not calling this right now. But you know, if Charlotte's not happy in the WWE and she somehow leads to another promotion, I don't know what David has left. Fanboy Dave has left in the WWE.
I know. That
would be hard to take a pill.
I was thinking that too. Now listen, I did want to bring this up. So Fanboy Dave, you probably don't know this because you don't follow AEW. But when Brody Lee came last year into AEW, They put him with a group called the Dark Order.
You mean Luke Harper?
Yes, formerly Luke Harper.
Rest in peace, sir.
Yes. They put him with a group called the Dark Order, and he became the leader of that group. And did you get to see any of that Shotgun when he came out?
Yeah, yeah. It was,
wasn't he phenomenal in that
he
role?
He was, he was. There was also some really great little segments, little backstage things that were really great. But yes. Yeah, no, it was good overall.
Yeah, so I was thinking, what if Bray Wyatt, with the history that those two guys have had, with the love that they have for each other, it just seems like you couldn't have written it better. Imagine if Bray Wyatt were to come over to AEW and become the new leader
of the
Dark Order.
That was the first thing I was thinking. Now, of course, he wouldn't be able to use his gimmicks that he's using in WWE.
Right.
But like we've stated, his creative mind is pretty much second to none.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I mean, Fanboy Dave, how would you feel about Bray Wyatt being in AEW?
Well, I think I'd probably miss it. I'd probably see it on Facebook. They'd be like, oh, Bray Wyatt's over there. But
so would he all of a sudden suck because he's in AEW?
I don't know. But I do know something because I saw on Facebook that he is following your con over there. What's his name? Tony? Tommy?
Tony.
Yeah, he's following him on social media now. But, you know, I mean, if Bray goes over there, I mean, I know he changed his Twitter handler to Wyndham or something. Rotundo,
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's a new gimmick he's working on. So.
Well, no, Rotunda's his real name.
No, I forgot what it was. I'd have to look it up. But he's got a new character I think he's working on.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, it definitely would be interesting. Even Ric Flair going over to AEW.
Ric Flair going over there would be a payday, and Tony Khan's going to pay him because, I mean, yeah, was it sad that the WWE let him go? He was sitting at home doing nothing, getting a paycheck.
Right.
And if Tony Khan's going to be a sucker to pay him. I mean, everybody wants to be Ric Flair. Ric Flair's going to take it.
That's fine. And I got to be honest, though. I wouldn't call Tony Khan a sucker in that way. I think that's a smart move to make.
Yeah. The risk is low and the opportunity, no pun intended, is very high.
Exactly.
I mean, if worst case, you know, he doesn't really bring anything to the product, no loss. He's not an active wrestler, so I assume similar to WWE, you have a Legends contract. But best case, you get more eyeballs on the product. And ultimately, who knows? We talked about Charlotte Flair. When her contract ends, you never know. It might leave a door open to AEW.
I think there's so many possibilities when you think just about Ric Flair alone, too, because, like, everybody knows, because nowadays we have all the smart marks in professional wrestling, all the fans, we got internet, we got all, so we know all the behind the scenes stuff. Everybody also knows that as far as the relationship goes between Ric Flair and like Arn Anderson, it's not as good as it used to be. Man, they could play on that so easily, having Ric Flair come in, and the next thing you know, Ric Flair, they put him together with MJF, let's say. Next thing you know, you got a feud going between MJF and Cody Rhodes with those two behind the scenes, right? But at the same time, Ric Flair is doing what Mark Henry and what Paul White's doing, giving back to the young talent, giving them valuable experience and information that these guys would be getting from someone like Ric Flair. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You could call it a sucker's deal all day long. Yes, I mean, Ric Flair would get paid, but it would be such a smart decision. And it would just benefit the company as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, Ric Flair is one of the greatest. I mean, I think most wrestlers agree he'd be in the Mount Rushmore as one of the top four wrestlers of all time. But yeah, no, I mean, younger wrestlers learning from him. And I mean, in terms of story-wise, if he was in a story, like you said, his relationship with some of the older, like Arn Anderson.
Right.
I mean, the best type of stories are stories built in reality. So any
exactly.
type of heat. You know, is always, you know, as you said in a couple episodes ago, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, one of the greatest rivalries. They actually had beef, and that's what made it real.
Yeah, exactly. He's scowling over there because we're talking about AEW, not really WWE.
Yeah, Fanboy Dave doesn't know what to say here. But, I mean, Fanboy Dave, real quick question. What would it take you to watch AEW? Would it be a certain wrestler? Would it be a certain dream match? Is there
good
anything
question.
in particular
question.
That would
dream
make
dream match in AEW?
Well, I mean, we got a lot of ex-WWE superstars heading to AEW, possibly heading to AEW. Is there anything that would make you tune in to AEW live instead of happily watching it on Facebook?
Yeah, Shawn Michaels showing up. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
That's it. Just Shawn Michaels.
That's it. Main event. The icon, the real icon, not Sting.
Now, you also got to remember Adam Cole's contract's coming up, too.
He's not going to AEW.
Adam Cole's girlfriend is in AEW.
He's not going to AEW.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, playing devil's advocate here, though, is that when so many people eventually go to AEW, I mean, you always think, and not just AEW. It could just be any promotion.
That's why I call it AEWCW or WWE Lite.
But some wrestlers that may not think they're being used the best way. I mean, when you go to a different promotion or anything, you know, you think the grass is always greener on the other side. But when the talent pool is going to be as, you know, as big as it is, I mean, there's a lot of people that get lost in the shuffle. I know Miro, you know, I mean, people were excited, but he hasn't really done anything when he was with his stable when it was he was like the best man, I believe.
Yeah, it wasn't until he got the belt. Now he's starting to be used more.
And then I know y'all guys talked about Sean Spears as well. It wasn't until recently that he started to do something. But there's a lot of times that some of these ex-WWE NXT wrestlers go to AEW that they think they're going to just be shot up to the top of the list. But I think it's just only going to be harder and harder with all these big mega stars. And it's only smart for AEW to put a Bryan Danielson, if he does go, a CM Punk, if he does go, to the top. I mean, you gotta sell tickets. And ultimately, it would be I don't know. It's interesting with and I'm a big fan of Adam Cole, but he would definitely get pushed down the card if those guys did happen to go to AEW.
I think that's what one of the big wins for AEW is right now, because from my understanding, just from hearing Tony Khan on Busted Open and the things that he says, the way he runs the ship over there is he's letting, and I said this last week and I think the week before, but he's letting the talent be talented. So if you're not seeing that much of a certain wrestler on the program, it falls on them, right? Because they have to be able to deliver on their own promos, because nothing there is scripted. They're having them go and do what's coming out of their creative mind. So if they're not shining, there's a good chance they're still trying to, you know, feel the water a little bit and just kind of get their feet wet and find out which way they're going to go. And personally, I think that just kind of brings this kind of this spirit of competition within the locker room. Not in a bad way, mind you, but in a way of like, man, that guy can cut a promo. I gotta come up to that level. I gotta surpass that so that I can get my shot on TV as well. You know what I mean? And I think that's just gonna make for a better product at the end of the day.
Well, I'm sure Fanboy Davis said, well, AEW's telling that too, from Vince McMahon saying, grab that brass ring when he made everybody come out and you know, tell him if you want it, you gotta grab it.
What's gonna be funny is when Rob T's like, oh my god, someone just jumped from AEW to go to WWE.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, naturally.
It's going to go back and forth for sure. Yeah. But I got to be honest, though. Right now, when you're just talking about the wrestlers themselves, they know what's happening in an AEW, and it is very enticing to them, because at AEW, the handcuffs are taken off. Everyone knows that in WWE, you got to follow the script. Whatever Vince McMahon says goes.
Well, I think WWE is seeing that. I mean, I think like a week or two ago with the Roman Reigns promo on Friday Night SmackDown, where that was ultimately him just kind of going off on his own. So of course he's the top of the WWE card, so he has more freedom than everybody else. But I think WWE is learning a thing or two from AEW and vice versa. And you know, you got to adapt and change, or you know.
I agree. And just my opinion, I think in the back of Vince's mind, of course he's going to publicly say that they're not competition.
Well, he's right.
But in the back of his mind, he knows they're competition. I think
Vince is more hurt that Daniel O'Brien went to AEW. I really don't think he cares about CM Punk, because there's still much heat there.
Well, I guess only time will tell. Listen, we need to take a break real quick and get a word from our sponsor. But when we come back, we'll talk some more topics.
Ooh, I want to talk about Shotgun's favorite wrestler.
All right, we'll talk more about that.
Becky Lynch.
Oh my god.
We'll talk more with Shotgun after this word from our sponsor.
Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want. A man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailor-to-you cut and beard trim, along with the straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old-school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dal and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at hanleysbarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look.
Fanboy Dave with Rob T and our special guest Shotgun.
And what a conversation we've been having. First segment, great insight, great, loving it, loving great talk going back and forth.
Fanboy Dave didn't know what to say because we were talking about AEW so much. he was like just twiddling his thumbs over here. He's like,
I went to go make me a sandwich.
Maybe that's what made it a good segment because he didn't talk that much.
Jokes.
Ooh, Rob T went heel. Okay. So Fanboy Dave mentioned to me that you have a favorite wrestler.
He does.
We're gonna let's talk about your favorite wrestler just for a little bit, because there is, let's be real, there has been some buzz about whether or not she's coming back.
You said it
yourself. They were giving her a chance on Monday, but tell us how you really feel about the man, Becky Lynch.
First off, she's not a man. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Becky Lynch, but at the same time, I respect her as a wrestler. I always tell everybody that, you know, watches wrestling. In my opinion, once again, my opinion, she is the worst WWE four horsewoman.
You're crazy. Sasha Banks is the worst.
Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Okay, first off, just going back to the whole man gimmick. I mean, it's what made her. If that gimmick, I mean, similar to Kofi Kingston, the Kofi Mania, if Mustafa Ali never got hurt, that Kofi Mania would still be going for the Intercontinental Championship.
Had she not got punched in the face?
If she didn't, Nia Jax, the bad botched lady that Nia Jax is.
She got hers on Monday.
She did, yeah. She started bleeding and busted open the hard way. But if Nia Jax didn't break her nose and have that iconic image of Becky Lynch in the stands in the Survivor Series invasion angle, Becky Lynch would not be the man. No, I'm not taking anything away from her. I mean, they WWE rolled with it. It worked. She did not pin Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. Her shoulders were up.
Yep.
If you look at the replay. So, I mean, ultimately, I respect Becky Lynch.
The ref final. Oh, sorry. The ref's pin was final.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I mean, but everybody saw. I mean, it was the most anticlimactic WWE main event at WrestleMania in a while. No, it takes nothing away to the match as a whole. I know all the women with Charlotte, Ronda, and her. I mean, they did a good job, but it's just kind of like that awkward ending with it was a crucifix roll-up or something like that. I mean, it was just an awkward ending to end of WrestleMania, especially the first women's main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, and to add to that, you know that In the reality of it, the behind the scenes, the not the, you know, stage part of it, the ref really did mess up.
Oh, yeah. It just didn't look good. But, I mean, going back to Becky Lynch, though, in my ratings of the four horsewomen, just alone, because there's many, many women wrestlers in the WWE that I would put over her. It would go Charlotte number one, without a doubt.
Of course.
I think we would all agree on that. My second one, it's tough, but I think I would go Sasha Banks, then Bayley, then Becky Lynch. Those are my ratings. Now, once again, I will state that I think Becky Lynch is a good wrestler. She's just not a great wrestler. If you look back at her history, all of her greatest matches of all time have always been with those three women. She's never had a good match
by herself.
When she has to carry a newer talent, she can't do it. I mean, Charlotte, just look at Charlotte Flair this past Monday. She was getting booed
And then fast forward, they're saying this is awesome. And she's and no disrespect to Nikki A.S.H., Nikki Ash. She is nowhere near as good as wrestlers as probably all four of them. But Charlotte Flair is having a match with the lower, and it sounds messed up saying that, but with Nikki, I don't think Becky could have had a similar match with Nikki and get that same crowd reaction. I just think that that Becky Lynch is just, it sounds bad, but a flash in the pan.
You're crazy, bro. It is.
I like her as a wrestler. I do, but it's just hype. It reminds me of I think she's a better wrestler than this person I'm about to say, but it reminds me of Elias. Like, Elias can control that crowd when he's doing his certain gimmick with the guitar, and people love his gimmick. But when he gets in the ring, it's kind of average. It's okay. It's watchable, but he's not doing anything in the
ring.
There's
nothing spectacular.
Exactly. And so that's what I see with Becky Lynch. As a character, amazing. One of the best, if not the best character, the way she presents herself. But in the ring, just an average wrestler, in my opinion.
So I got to hear from Fanboy Dave. You say Sasha Banks is the worst. Why do you say that?
Sasha Banks injures people. She's horrible.
Are we talking about the Paige?
Yeah. The reason Paige is not wrestling more is because Sasha Banks doesn't know how to take care of your fellow co-worker.
That's one injury, though. That's one accident. But if you're going off by what Shotgun just said, I mean, Sasha Banks can carry a match by herself. She's had tons of great matches by herself. You know,
she just main evented the first night of WrestleMania with her and Bianca Belair.
Yeah, and that was with Bianca.
Bianca Belair. And Bianca is
Bianca's phenomenal.
Probably the best pure athlete in all of WWE, maybe in all of women's wrestling. She's just a pure athlete. But that said, though, that main evented WrestleMania, and it ended the night on a high. It wasn't a lackluster like the WrestleMania triple threat what we just talked about. So I don't know if you've seen her YouTube or some of her workout videos on Instagram, but she's a beast. She is.
I have not seen those.
Well, you need to go look at them, because they're not bad to look at either.
So you still need to make your case, though. Besides the accident that happened, what else do you have to back up your statement?
She's just doesn't do nothing for me.
I think it's the attitude. I think David doesn't like her attitude, which that
why? She always reminds you of you?
No, she always turns, which is the same old thing. She turns on everybody. It's just like, you know, Sasha's in for Sasha. Like, yeah.
It is a good when Corey Graves always.
Sasha's she's nothing.
My favorite out of the four is Bayley.
Bayley, Bayley. That's why it was really hard to put between the two, Sasha and Bayley, because Bayley, I mean, she pretty much carried the women's division during the whole pandemic era.
She did.
I mean, it's unfortunate that she got injured, but Bayley is up there for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of the injury, you know whose fault that was, right?
Who was it?
Vince McMahon.
Oh, they were training right for the live shows.
He had the whole roster come back to the Performance Center for some mandatory training, which they didn't even get paid for, by the way. Just had them all come back, and that's where she got hurt.
Yeah.
So I put the blame on Vince on that one.
Well, I mean, it's
his company.
It's his company. It's probably the trainers that called the I'm pretty sure Vince doesn't sign and, you know, off everything. But
it was rumor at first, but it proved to be true that Vince was at the Performance Center and he was scoping out the talent.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he knew ahead with all these releases coming. He needs to bring some new talent in. But I mean, he has to go look at his talent.
But
I mean, accidents happen. I mean, I wouldn't put blame on him.
When you own a stable of horses, you got to go check and make sure that they're working properly. And the ones that aren't, you got to put them down.
Send them off.
Send them off to Ring of Honor. Send them to Impact.
Or worse, put them on Main Event.
Hey, Main Event's still Ricochet. A good show.
Excuse me. Anyway, but I actually agree with your statement there on Becky Lynch. I think she's entertaining. Right, because like you said, the gimmick and everything is very entertaining, very entertaining. But when it comes to the action in the ring, she is very subpar.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say, I just said average. I wouldn't even say subpar. She's in my opinion better than the current. I believe the still current tag team wrestlers better than Tamina.
Rhea Ripley.
I think Rhea. One thing with Rhea is that she doesn't know how to probably tell a proper story. She doesn't have she has the skills and her look is amazing.
Yeah.
But in terms of chemistry, it just seems, I wouldn't say stiff, but it definitely the storytelling is lacking.
I think she's still trying to get a feel for her place in Raw. Because in NXT, she was great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, but now she's in different waters and she's having, you know, to swim amongst other sharks. So she's still trying to get her place in the whole system of things there. We know it's completely different. You know, but speaking of that, I want to get your opinion on this. So you got a great athlete. You've got a great performer. Great entrance with a man like Karrion Kross. He is the current NXT champion. He's got a great storyline right now going with Samoa Joe. Why in the hell, in your opinion, Shotgun, would that senile old fart, Vince McMahon, bring him on Raw just to have him lose to Jeff Hardy? I mean, he's NXT champ.
So pulling back the curtain a little bit, reports came out that WWE did apparently have a plan to everybody's shock. They actually had a plan. It was for Karrion Kross to lose, and then Karrion Kross to lose again, and then eventually to have her
what was her name? Scarlett,
yeah. To have her eventually come out, and that would basically unleash the Karrion Kross that we know. And so he would
so you could fall and pray.
Say it one more time.
Fall and pray.
Yeah. So reports had it that he was supposed to lose, and then of course, and then eventually Scarlett would come out and basically unleash, the monster that's inside of him. So that's that. Once again, that's the reports. So we don't know exactly if that was supposed to happen, but of course, with Jeff Hardy getting COVID, the plans went out the window. So it just looks really bad for him to drop. And I think that was his first singles loss. I think in WWE, I could be wrong. He might have lost a match or two, but I don't think it was singles competition. So it definitely wasn't the best look. But I think WWE fanboy Dave actually had a plan for that. So Vince McMahon or whoever's writing the script knew what they were doing. Who knows? It might have still been bad, but it was definitely weird with him dropping.
So what's
that
your
loss.
Take on what's happening with Keith Lee right now?
Yeah, he did get a win this week, which is good. But coming back in your home state, and you've been gone for a while, it's and dropping an L. I mean, he had it loose. You wouldn't want to put someone returning to face a WWE champion. Because you have to put over the WWE
That's
champion.
I told him because what he did to Kofi the night before.
No, yeah. I get that. My point is this, and I could be completely wrong here, but from what I saw, just looking at Keith Lee and remembering Keith Lee in NXT, remembering when he first came up on Raw, right? That what would you call it? That glow, that look in his eye, it's not there anymore. I didn't see it at all. It's like he's going through the motions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we don't know exactly what's going on with Keith Lee. As Fanboy Dave said last week, I believe it was last week, that he's planning on telling everybody on Twitter what's going on. So we're just kind of all left in the dark right now. But, I'm a huge fan of Keith Lee. I remember seeing him in the indies, and, that guy was amazing. He still is amazing.
Yeah.
But, it just seems kind of weird. I'm glad that he's back and on Raw, but as you stated, it just doesn't seem like the booking for him is right now.
No.
I don't think him going and fighting Bobby Lashley, the almighty, as Fanboy Dave would say.
That's right.
was smart. And then losing again the following week. I think Fanboy Dave, correct me, I think they're going to have a shakeup coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yes. The draft is coming up.
Yeah, so I think him maybe going on to SmackDown or just bringing people from SmackDown, just having new rivalries will probably make it better. But who knows? Like I said, he could have some lingering injury or just some personal stuff going on. But, huge fan of Keith Lee. Just wish they can just figure him out.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Because he's limitless.
True. So, WWE doesn't have a really great track record when it comes to NXT stars moving up to the main roster.
No, it does not. And that was one of the things I brought up to Fanboy Dave a few weeks back as well. And that's the part that just it doesn't make any kind of sense, man. The world of NXT is awesome. And you know why it's awesome? Because you got Triple H and Shawn Michaels running the show over there. Two of the best storytellers. Two of the best WWE superstars of all time. Shawn Michaels alone. I mean, Shawn Michaels to me is the greatest, you know, and then to be able to work with that young talent, that's why you get the product that you get whenever you watch NXT, and it makes you want to tune in for sure. But then all of a sudden you bring an NXT talent up to Raw, boom, they're floundering, you know?
It's just, I mean, most of the people in NXT are fairly young and fairly new. And I will, I guess, push back on that. I think ultimately everybody always says, you know, they don't, and I just said it, they don't get used right. But some of the greatest talents on Raw and SmackDown are from NXT. You got Roman Reigns, you got Seth Rollins. So those are the first classmen, but recently, you're right. Yeah, they haven't been used to their potential.
One word, Asuka.
I mean, she kept that streak going on for a while. And
2 years.
She did. Eventually, she did lose to Fanboy Dave.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, she has to lose eventually. I mean, if you're going to lose to anybody, you might as well lose to the greatest. But that said, I think it's just the main roster. It's just a slow, methodical pace, and NXT is just so high-flying, fast-paced action. It's just two different contrasts of wrestling. And so I think it's just ultimately it takes some people it's time to adjust to it. I mean, you got, you know, the people from NXT. I remember, didn't they have a shakeup where they were bringing Gargano and Ciampa, and then they lasted for like a week, and then they sent it back down. It was really weird, though, because they were having a great rivalry. And next thing you know, their tag team. But yeah, I mean, it's Vince, as Fanboy Dave knows, he loves the big guys, and the big guys move slow, and so that's really what occupies most of the WWE main shows. I mean Jackson Ryker. I mean, he should probably not be on the main roster. I mean, the guy has an amazing build quality, but no charismatic.
No
talking whatsoever, but he's a big guy, and I'm sure that's what
he just has to slap himself with that strap.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing with that. That was definitely weird. But Vince definitely loves the big guys, and they just move slow on the main roster, and so the NXT guys just don't adapt as well, I guess.
Yeah, he loves the big guys, which is why he fires them. Rest in peace, Braun Strowman. Okay, anyway, we got to take another break. We're gonna take another break, and when we come back after this break, I want to talk to the two upcoming pay per views that we have. The one in WWE and then the one in AEW. And I just kind of want to get your take
on both. And we need to ask him, what does he think about your Rampage going head-to-head with SmackDown?
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on that as well. So we're going to take a real quick break with another word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with more with Shotgun. So keep it here.
Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back-to-basics, no-fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years' experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran-owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today.
Third and final segment. This has been an awesome evening with Shotgun.
Yo, yo.
And I can honestly say that a night with Shotgun is pleasant, gentle, loving, and caring.
Yeah, it just burns a little bit down the throat.
Anyway, so we've been having some great conversation, great topics. Want to start off this segment. Fanboy Dave mentioned it a little bit. We were talking about it during the break as well. So AEW is going to be debuting a new show. What was the date of that? August 19th?
13th.
Looks 13th. Like 13th. So that's next week, right? Or 2 weeks?
Guys, today is
the 4th.
Oh, okay, so 2 weeks. And they're going to be debuting, and it's going to be on a Friday night. Now, of course, right away you think that's going head-to-head with SmackDown, but what did we just discover?
They are scared of Friday Night SmackDown.
The A Show.
The A Show.
The A Show. Yeah, because it looks like number one is only an hour long, and you said it's from 9 to 10, right?
Ironically, after SmackDown goes off the air.
Yeah.
Come on, Tony Khan. What are your bowls at?
Wow. Shots fired, man.
I'll ask him. I'll tweet him.
Sorry, I know it's PG, but
so
you won the war, you got it.
So, what do you think, Shotgun? I mean, is this? I mean, it's an smart. Hour?
It's smart.
You think so?
It's smart.
Oh, please, enlighten us! Enlighten us.
SmackDown is the highest-rated wrestling show on cable television right now, and and it's only 2 hours. Some people stick around for 3 hours of Raw. Now, not as many, but. I mean, if you're going to grab some new viewers, you might as well do it right after the biggest show of the week. And if that's not on your network, let's just hope that they happen to tune in, tune over to see what's going on the Rampage. It's smart. I mean, it's just like when Fanboy Dave's what was it? It was it the XFL? Didn't it air like right after like a the Super Bowl, or I don't know what it was. It was, I feel like there was a big.
I think it was like the week after the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, following off the biggest, your competition, I guess you would say. And now, in your eyes, I know WWE is no, AEW is no competition to WWE. But yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. And with the added wrestlers, having a third show makes sense as well. Who knows? They might follow WWE's, you know, follow their the way they do the split shows. So yeah, just grabbing more viewers and 1 hour, that's digestible.
Yeah,
I feel like 2 hours is a good number. Three, I think, is too much. Mm-hmm. But 1 hour, you know, you can stick around and watch one more hour of wrestling.
You think at this rate, just with the way things are going, you got to keep in mind, AEW is only what, 2 years old?
Yeah,
right. Only 2 years old. So, I mean, they still got a long way to go. But do you think it could ever happen that we would have another Monday Night War?
I mean, it wouldn't be on Monday night. It would have to be on Friday night.
Because right now, SmackDown is the A show.
Yeah,
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. As of right now, no. I think Fanboy Dave doesn't have to worry about AEW right now. We'll see. I think ultimately, if the cards do fall into place and they do get Bryan Danielson and CM Punk, I'm really interested to see how much ratings that draws in. Now, it definitely will bring in eyes to the product. I don't think it'll be anywhere near Friday Night SmackDown. But, you know, it's, you know, battle of attrition, you know. It's just as long as you have great storytelling, I mean, eventually you're just going to keep those eyeballs locked on your channel versus the other. So, yeah, no, right now I think it's definitely too early. But the way it's looking, I think AEW has a bright future.
In your opinion, I just want your opinion here.
Yeah, he wants your opinion.
Do you think CM Punk's really going to show up at AEW?
Damn. I think, I mean, yeah, I haven't really, I mean, I do follow him on Twitter, and I haven't actively seen him. I mean, of course, he fizzled out in the UFC. I feel like he hasn't really been doing much. Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense. I don't think WWE is where he would want to be. Yeah, I do. And don't they have a show coming up pretty soon in Chicago, Fanboy Dave?
That's Rob T.
Yeah, they do. They do, actually.
Yeah, that would make the most sense. But as I stated in the first segment, I didn't really elaborate on it. But I don't really know which much he has to offer. I mean, he's getting older.
42?
He's in his 40s, probably mid-40s. I mean, he you know, with, of course, pro wrestling, I mean, it takes two to tango. So as long as you have a good partner, you can put on a good match. But ultimately,
like Becky Lynch, right?
I was literally about to say that. I mean, it's just, I just don't see much explosiveness and, you know, anything of that nature. But
this dude trying to do a podcast and he's eating freaking Doritos.
Don't say the name of the product. They aren't our sponsors.
Sponsored by...
Yeah, I did that just to spite him because he seems to think that by me eating chips and you can hear it, it's going to give us a shit show, and it's not.
Yeah.
Might be like an AEW show. Terrible.
Whatever.
If it doesn't happen in Chicago, it probably won't happen. It'll just be interesting to see what he has left to offer. But
see, I have to agree with you. I think he's going to show up, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, I don't think Tony Khan is a smart man. He's a smart businessman, okay? I don't think he would allow the whole rumor mill to run wild like it's been and not try to stop it, right? And risk upsetting the fans.
Has he not been asked a question?
He has been asked a question.
And what did he say?
His response was he cannot give anything away. He can't say anything. And to me, he already did by saying that.
I mean, even if he said no, I'm pretty sure some people wouldn't believe him. I mean, as you know.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point. But see, my
point. No one likes the surprise room.
True. And that's the thing. I think it would be one of those things because you can risk, because the show's already sold out, right? The one that he's supposed to, that supposedly is the Chicago show. The Chicago show has already been sold out. And the thing is if I'm a fan and I'm going off of just rumors, which I think most of these tickets were sold for, was because of the rumors, and CM Punk doesn't show up, I may be a little disappointed.
Well, I mean, the thing that can throw a wrench into plans, as everybody knows what's going on in the world, is the whole COVID and the new variant, the Delta. So I think...
Oh, the fake variant?
The fake variant, yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's another, I guess, topic.
we don't talk about that stuff.
But ultimately...
It's my show.
Ultimately, I think that's why WWE has held off with maybe a Brock Lesnar or certain wrestlers. And I think if there were some mandates in certain cities and states that doesn't allow a live audience, you're not going to want to bring CM Punk to an empty arena.
That is a good point. That's a very good point. So in a sense, that is still kind of up in the air, because I did see an article today, something about SummerSlam, and there is... I guess there's some... Was it SummerSlam that they were talking about?
Yeah, I think it's SummerSlam.
That there was some fears about having to go back to COVID restrictions.
So
and things
bring
like
back
that.
To Texas, baby. We'll let you put on the show.
Yeah, in Texas, we believe in freedom. Anyway.
Yeah, well, in Texas and Florida. You can do anything you
yes,
want up
that's
there.
That's true. Right. That's true. I was in Florida this past weekend, and there's a lot of freedom reigning over
and
there.
And I bet you tried to go to the WWE Performance Center.
No, I did not. I didn't. So, but anyway, so we got two pay-per-views that are coming up. We got SummerSlam that's coming up in just a couple of weeks, I believe. And then AEW's got All Out that's coming up. Now, I think All Out is the one that's going to be in Chicago. And that one is already sold out. So, I'll be honest. I don't really know who all's going to be wrestling at All Out. And here's the crazy thing about it. If you watch AEW every week, I think you would have to agree with me that the caliber of matches that they have, they could all be pay-per-view matches. They're just that good. But more than likely, there'll be a tag team championship match with the Young Bucks, and who knows who else. But the Young Bucks are the champions right now. I know Kenny Omega is going to probably be wrestling, he's probably going to be going against Adam Page.
Speaking about that, who's better, Kenny Omega or Randy Orton?
Oh dear God!
Yeah, I heard that y'all were talking about it. It's hard. It's really hard.
Is it though?
Hard right now.
They're two different styles, for one.
They are two different styles.
Go ahead and say shotgun.
I would have to say right now, Kenny Omega.
You're crazy.
And that's only because he is putting in the work on not just his company, but other companies. I think he had the most wrestling matches last year out of most professional wrestlers. So don't get me wrong, I love Randy Orton. I mean, the RK-Bro stuff, I mean, that's really what's keeping Raw somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
But Randy Orton is here or there. I mean, his matches, I mean, like you said, I mean, the ultimate blueprint, as JBL stated. Randy Orton is great, but just right now in the back end of his career, he just is just, I don't want to say going through the motions, because he's definitely not. This with the RK-Bro, I think, is bringing new life to him. But
he's been sitting on his ass during the whole RK-Bro thing.
Kenny Omega's been doing it everywhere.
Every
Japan,
week.
Impact, AEW.
Every
so as
week.
Of right now, I would say Kenny Omega.
Every week.
Every week, yeah.
and it's
Piper's
not
coming back.
And it's not just one company, like he said. He's a champion for AEW. He's a champion for Impact. I believe New Japan as well, right?
Yeah, he's collecting it like Thanos, yeah. You know, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah,
you got to, he's getting all the rings.
Yep. So,
yeah. Yeah. So no. Yeah. Just I'm just calling it as I see it, fanboy Dave.
So you gonna watch the AEW pay per view?
Yeah.
Could you say that again in the mic, please, because we couldn't hear you.
You gonna watch that lame pay per view?
Yeah. I should be off. So I'm taking some time off from work, so I should be able to catch everything.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be an exciting pay per view. Now SummerSlam though. Let's just be real. What is it you're looking forward to seeing at SummerSlam? Is there anything that just grabs you right now?
No. I just thought about it right now. I mean, I'm gonna watch it, of course.
Edge Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, like, is there a certain match that just popped into my head? And the only match that came into my head was the women's triple threat match. And I guess it's just because I just thought of Charlotte. But you got the women's with Nikki, Charlotte, and Rhea Ripley.
That Charlotte will probably win.
I mean, I don't think she needs it. So I know we're going off topic here, but I'll just say it's not too off topic. But I think they pulled the trigger too fast with Nikki. I agree. Superhero gimmick is she's trying to become a superhero. So the chase is really what would have made that character.
I agree.
I think and her having the Money in the Bank contract, it's just that would help with the chase. But yeah, I just think her being the champion now and she's still claiming she's still trying to be a superhero, I just think they missed the ball on that one there.
I agree. I have to agree with that.
But yeah, no. For sure, yeah, Bianca and Sasha, possibly. I'm pretty sure with Sasha coming back this past Friday and, of course, doing what Sasha does, stabbing people in the back, as you would say, fanboy Dave.
That's what she does.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch it. Like you said, Edge and Seth Rollins.
What about Cena and Reigns?
I mean, that hasn't been announced yet. We're just assuming.
Watch Friday Night
Smackdown. Oh, it did. You're right. You're right. It did. That's right. I forgot he signed his name. That's not how contracts work, by the way. But that's right. I totally forgot about that. I don't know why or how I forgot about that. But yeah, no.
It's because WWE is a little forgettable at times.
Yes. I guess I will agree. But yeah, I mean, I think we all know who's going to win that match.
Reigns.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it should be a good match. I mean, John Cena coming back, that's always great. I'll be interested to see if he puts in any matches between now and SummerSlam. But yeah, no, I mean, there's a handful of matches. I mean, it's SummerSlam, so I mean, it's one of the big pay-per-views of the year. So I'm pretty sure...
Lashley and Goldberg.
Not interested in the least bit.
Yeah, same here.
But it could lead into hopefully, I'm assuming, that Brock Lesnar comes back. Because I think a lot of hardcore fans have always been wanting to see Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley.
Yes.
If they didn't get to see it in the octagon and some MMA, they would love to see it in a wrestling ring.
Definitely.
So there is some hope there. But in terms of Goldberg, it's probably not going to be the best match.
No, and it'd probably be a short match.
What about you, fanboy Dave? Which one SummerSlam match?
I'm ready for the Almighty to put Goldberg out to pasture.
I think they need to, man. I mean, yeah. he is a but name.
Maybe he can go to AEW.
No, it's fine.
I mean, they probably would take him, to be honest with you.
They probably would. Yeah, they probably would. Oh, man. Well, either way, I think both pay-per-views are gonna be good. WWE, let's just face it, they're at the top of the mountain right now. They're the king of the mountain, and anything they put out there, people are gonna buy it. People are gonna go see it. Their shows may not be packed, but they're gonna be people there.
Yeah.
Because it's a WWE show. You get WWE, you get all that production, you get, you know, everything that comes with WWE. So there's a reason why they're at the top.
The reason they're at the top is because when they have a WrestleMania, every other organization wants to go get money off their event because, oh, let's go do something over there because we can make money.
Smart. Once again, just like Rampage, you got to leech off them a little bit.
So everybody always hates on WWE, but they need the WWE.
I mean, they've been in the game the longest.
I mean, the competition, you need competition. In order to thrive, you need competition, you know. And you know, you can call it hate if you want. I'm just, first of all, they're all opinions. And I'm just calling it like I see it. I think, in my opinion, WWE has dropped the ball a lot. From releasing superstars to lame-ass storylines. I mean, there's just a lot that they've dropped the ball on. Don't get me wrong. AEW's dropped the ball on a few things as well. But if I'm being honest and fair with myself, AEW has a more exciting product right now.
And in 15 to 20 years, you're going to hear, I bought my competition.
15 to 20 years, he's going to be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll still be the same promo, but it'll be Triple H or Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, bringing it back, though, I think you're right. You said, you know, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. So you have, you know, so many different styles that you can watch, whether it's in the States or out of the States, and, you know, different promotions. So yeah, it's really great, really interesting. Being a part of the wrestling community, the WWE universe, I don't know what AEW calls their fans, but just fans, and being able to go to live shows right now, it's just really, really great. And I'm actually going to be heading to a live show in 2 weeks. And WWE comes down, the go home show, Monday Night Raw. I'll be awesome. There live. So I'm excited to see that.
Awesome.
Fanboy Dave, I think you're coming along.
I'm coming along because, see, a lot of people don't know Jeremy was my rolling buddy. We went to some
shotgun.
Oh, my man.
Wow, he did it too.
I did it too. I was just testing you. See?
Well, now y'all know his real name.
Shotgun. Yeah, we went to SummerSlam when Daniel Bryan beat Randy Orton. That was amazing.
A couple of WrestleManias. We saw Shawn Michaels' last match.
Yeah, we went to WrestleMania 25, WrestleMania 26.
25, the greatest match of all time was Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
Awesome.
So, yeah, no, yeah, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. So, yeah, it's just kind of just as long as you keep on watching, I guess all those companies will just keep putting stuff out, whether it's good or bad.
Awesome, man. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. We definitely need to have you back. Listen, before we get out of here, though, I want to give you this opportunity, Shotgun, to promote anything that you might have, anything you have online. I don't know. I know you have like a Twitch thing that you do and you're a real avid gamer. Anything that you'd like to throw out there, any shout outs to any of your fans? Cause I know you're pretty active out there as well.
Yeah. Well, it's been a minute since I played video games, but, yeah, I streamed for a while. I got an okay following. But yeah, you can catch me, when I do stream live on Twitch TV, Shotgun0_0 makes that little emoji face. And that's also the handle on Twitter as well, Shotgun0_0. So I kind of keep it the same. But yeah, that's ultimately it. You know, just playing video games online and just kind of tweeting from time to time. So yeah, you can just catch me there live.
Last thing before we let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. As we stated at the beginning of the show, Shotgun is our brother. He's our little brother. So I gotta ask you this question. Give me the most memorable thing that you can think of with each one of us being your older brother.
I remember when David got his ass kicked because of me from our dad. So he probably doesn't remember this, but I remember I think we all got in trouble because we didn't do the laundry, and I'll just make this short as possible. But my dad came in. He's like, oh, y'all didn't fold the clothes. So we were all folding the clothes in the inside in the living room. And right when my dad turned around, I did the DX chop, the suck it chop. And he saw me, and instead of beating the crap out of me, he went straight to David. And he's like, Fanboy Dave. He's like, it's all that damn wrestling you make him watch. So yeah, my dad seeing me crotch chop him didn't beat me up, but he went to wow. David. He got mad at David. That's, I don't think, yeah, it wasn't anything hardcore, but it was just funny. I guess I was still kind of young and impressionable, and it was Dave, Fanboy Dave.
Words for him.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was your memory of me leaving?
Yeah.
I would say yeah.
Yeah, Rob T. I mean, you're one of the ones that, with the exception of Fanboy Dave, that it just likes wrestling in general. So I remember I lived with you for such a long time, that you always had those luchador masks, and yep, you have all those tons of just wrestling memorabilia, not like WWE memorabilia like Fanboy Dave has, but you just love wrestling as a whole. And I remember living with you, seeing that and watching documentaries after documentaries.
Yep.
Yeah, so just kind of just when I lived with you, being engulfed in that wrestling world, more so than I probably was familiar with. So
right.
Just kind of, I guess, finding the pure love and joy of wrestling and experience that with you.
Yeah, cool. I still got that Rey Mysterio signed mask, too.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Still got it. Hey, man, this has been an awesome, awesome show. Fanboy Dave, would you agree this has been a great show?
It's been a good show.
Yeah, especially because he didn't talk that much.
yeah, because you take all the mic.
A little side note, Rob is having issues with the equipment. Yeah, so the mic's more on my table, so Fanboy Dave has to actually lean across.
Yeah, I'm going to get a new producer for next week's show.
Whatever.
If you'd like to be the new producer, just send an email.
Yeah, send it to wedontneedone.com. Okay. Anyway, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune in again for next week. But send us, as I always say every week, send us comments. Let us know you like what you're hearing, or even let us know you don't like it. You can always email us at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. You can find us on all the social medias. Just look for Brothers of Discussion, and you will find us. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I am Rob T.
Fanboy Dave.
And Shaka.
And you've been listening to the Brothers of
Discussion.